Hello everybody, my name is Dean Duplessis. For those of you who may be following me for the first time and who may not know a great deal about me, I am from Zimbabwe and I am the blind cricket commentator. You may possibly have seen me on television stations as Al Jazeera of late. And of course, if you do Google me, well, then you will be able to find out quite a bit more about me. What I'm actually doing, I am not necessarily very proud of, but I'm afraid this is a last resort. For 13 years, I have been trying and trying and trying to become a full-time cricket journalist. I briefly had that privilege and honor from 2009 up to 2012 when I was employed by Zimbabwe Cricket. But unfortunately, as those of you who may be following who may follow cricket and particular Zimbabwe cricket will know, due to the financial constraints that Zimbabwe cricket have, it really is no longer viable working for them, which is extremely sad because I was one of the very few people who could wake up in the morning and actually say, I'm going to a job that I like doing. But unfortunately, as I say, things never really stay the same. And lots of times things change for the worse, but sometimes they do change for the better as well. But unfortunately, on this particular instance, for me, it changed for the worse. Now, the Zimbabwe national cricket team will be touring Bangladesh from October right up until December, where they'll be playing 3 test matches and 5 one-day internationals. I am desperately wanting to cover this tour, even if it's part of the tour. For example, the first 2 test matches will be played in Chittagong, and then the 3rd test match and the 5 one-day internationals will be played. But due to the fact that I have another job, a full-time job, I will not be able to cover the full tour unless a miracle happened and somebody offered me a full-time job as a cricket journalist. What I'm doing, as I've already stated at the beginning of this recording, is that I'm not particularly proud of it, but I would like to appeal to maybe big businesses or indeed radio or television organizations or newspapers or magazines to maybe... Is there a way that somebody could possibly help me to get to Bangladesh to cover this tour? This could be a stepping stone for big things for me in the future. And this is why I am making this appeal. I feel ashamed in a way because I know that there are people out there who would be making appeals for very, very serious health issues. And really, when you consider it, mine is nothing compared to them. But the point I'm trying to make is, it's about time I really stepped out and did something about wanting to further my career as a full-time cricket journalist. If there is anybody who has any ideas, or for that matter would like to help, then perhaps you could inbox me and we could talk about this. I thank you very much for taking the time to listen to this plea, and it is a plea from my heart. As I've said before, many people have done interviews about this guy who does cricket commentary but, you know, who can't see, and they supposedly think it's a wonderful story. And to be honest, nothing has come of it. Yes, I'm fortunate enough to be writing articles, and yes, I have done a bit of commentary, but it's not nowhere near my ambitions. The big thing now is to get to Bangladesh and to cover the tour and then to see what happens after that. If anybody would maybe like to retweet this, please go ahead and do so. Come up with any more suggestions, please go ahead and do so. I thank you once again for taking the time out of your busy schedule and your busy life to listen to this. And let's hope that maybe, if all goes well, you'll be reading updates and posts as I do my cricket reports live from Bangladesh. Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to this. And should you want to talk more about this, then you can feel free to contact me. Kind regards, best wishes, and God bless. Dean.